It is mighty good to be back. The Cubs are playing tonight, so we've got a full show, and that's good news, Dan. Yes, that's Dan Long, the guy smiling in the booth. You're going to want to probably call him a few times in the next 3 hours because we have prizes to give away, something we don't try to do almost every show. Recognize that guy? I'll explain in a second. We're going to give you a chance to win a Lou Malnati's Pizza. You'll get a $25 gift card to use at any of their 37 locations. You can see their website, loumalnati's.com. We'll give that away later this hour, and you're going to want to wish somebody a happy birthday. And here are the three choices: Channing Tatum, Carol Burnett, or Bobby Rydell. Remember him? So Channing Tatum, Carol Burnett, or Bobby Rydell. I'll tell you how old they are later. But wish them a happy birthday, and then you may win the Lou Malnati's gift card. This segment is sponsored by Micro Center. We've got two of the top Micro Center tech guys here in the Allstate Showcase studio, Chris McDermott and Mike Pankowitz. Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
And if you've got a question in terms of what's wrong with your computer, how to fix it, or, and this is very popular right now, how do I migrate my data because I'm upgrading from the no longer supported XP operating system to Windows 7 or Windows 8? If you have a question about that, call right now. Talk to Dan. We'll put you on the air. 312-981-7200. So is that the majority of the work you're doing right now? Are you getting stormed with people walking in with upgrades they want to do?
We've got a pretty heavy workload right now. It's not something that we can't manage, but a lot of the systems we are seeing are older models, essentially stuff that was running Windows XP, now either hopping on Windows 7 or Windows 8, and that's either through brand new systems, you know, purchased off the floor, or even custom builds that are, you know, being redone for the original user. So that's the big thing right now, copying that data over from the old units to the new units and just kind of getting things set up.
Well, that is, it's not just a download. Hey, now I've suddenly got the new operating system. The data that's on your XP doesn't automatically go onto that new one that you download. You have to take it off, put it somewhere, and then reinstall it.
Yeah, I really wish it was an easier process sometimes because it can be pretty time-consuming, but it's very tedious. And, you know, making sure that user information, a lot of the core stuff, usually isn't a problem. You know, pictures, music, documents, favorites, that kind of stuff is pretty standard. The programs, it gets to make things interesting. So making sure you got the right stuff for your new operating system that's compatible with the new stuff versus what you originally had on your XP.
Okay, I've just typed in the system that allows me to see your texts. You can call us at 312-981-7200. Or if you have a question or a problem with your computer or electronic device, you can also text me that, and I'll read your information on the air to Mike and Chris. And that is 24-720. And your advice, Chris, has to be, yeah, you do need to start considering moving to a new operating system. XP will right. run fine, but the longer you don't get patches for it that Microsoft now no longer provides, the more vulnerable your system may be.
Right. If there's any vulnerabilities right now, it's really just a waiting game before someone is able to find it.
And the bad guys are out there ever looking for ways to exploit.
Right.
Do you think, Mike, that they're actually taking advantage of the fact that there are a lot of now no longer supported XP operating systems out there and thinking, hey, all these people, they're probably a lot, there's a good percentage that is probably never going to change, and so I'm going to go after them?
Yes. I would definitely say that's going to be on the radar for a lot of people who, unfortunately, are looking to do you know, bad things and take your information. XP is a much older designed operating system, so it doesn't have as many built-in securities that the newer stuff has, and that by default just kind of makes it harder to protect.
People don't want to change. They're comfortable. XP, what, 2001? Is that when it came online?
2002, 2003, around that time frame. It's gotten to a point that it's become the staple of a lot of companies, you know, what they build their infrastructure on. And I think I read an article a couple of days ago. China has indicated that they're not going to even move away from XP just because of how much it's been ingrained in their government, and they're going to start doing their own patching. So they're not going to even rely on Microsoft. They're going to kind of take it upon themselves to, you know, head that direction.
That's almost scary.
Is that
means that they have looked under the hood and they know how all that stuff works and are going to be writing new code for something like
yep.
that. Yeah. So let's start talking to you about questions that you have. First up is Dennis. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to WGN Radio. What's your question or problem?
Yes, sir. I don't want to change my operating system right now. I don't want to go through all that bother and everything. I've been using Windows XP, and I hit Microsoft Security. And since it's no longer being supported, I wonder if the gentleman could recommend a security system. I know there's a lot of them out there and stuff like that. I'm looking for a value-based type security system. I mean, there's Norton and Symantec and Kaspersky and AVG, and I just, out of those, I'm looking for a good value-based.
What we recommend at MicroCenter is going to be ESET and Malwarebytes together. We do have a deal going on right now where it's $40 each if you come in and mention Bill's name.
Or it's 40 together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. So ESET, it runs really smoothly on your computer. It's not very demanding on it, and it's got great protection as well. And Malwarebytes covers up all the internal threats that get on your computer if you put something on there not knowing that it's malware. Malwarebytes is really good at picking it up.
Yeah, and Dennis, you may not have ever heard of ESET. I never heard of it until a couple of years ago.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's won awards. It's really highly regarded. And when I bought a computer a few years ago at MicroCenter, that's what they recommended. It's been running. Nothing has happened to my machine. I really like it. So as an end user,
When I go on the Microsoft support site, you know, the help site that they have, they tend to direct me towards AVG. Now, AVG puts out one that you can just throw a patch on your computer for, I don't know, 30 days at a time that's free and stuff like that. But then they recommend that you buy one of their systems and stuff like that. I don't know enough about it. You know what I mean? In the past, with other computers I've had, Norton and all these others.
All right, guys, do you know about that?
The AVG stuff, the free software, it's essentially going to be as good as what you're paying for. So, you know, that's better than nothing. I would definitely suggest, you know, at least give it a try. But our best regards are going to be with the NOT32 and the Malwarebytes. It's what we've had the most success for. I can't tell you how many systems we've put it on. And, you know, even systems that were running Mal or McAfee and Norton, automatically picking up stuff and cleaning it out. So that's what I would head off, especially if you're going to not upgrade your operating system.
If you're still hesitant about it, both of them have free trials on their websites. Just go ahead out there and download the free trials. Use them, see how you like them.
Dennis, thanks, bud.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, we got more calls to get through. Also, some texts I want to read as well. But get in line if you've got a question or a problem with your computer. 312-981-7200. This is the Micro Center Tech Talk segment with Mike and Chris and me, Bill Mahler, here on 720 WGN. There is, in America, a computer store recommended by Consumer Reports as having the country's best customer service. I bet you know what I'm talking about. Well, there's actually a tie. The Apple Store, no surprise, but the other, Micro Center, the place that says we make technology easy. There is no other place for computers and consumer electronics here in Chicagoland you should be going to. You cannot beat the price on many of the things they sell, too. I have actually been shopping at Micro Center for years. I bought computers and camcorders, Bluetooth devices, routers, all that stuff and more. And not only do I buy all my electronics there, there's no better place to get your computers fixed. They have, hands down, the best tech support around. And get this. They have free walk-in tech support, and that's true even if you bought your computer somewhere else. And I've used this item advantage as well. Micro Center has a no-hassle return policy. They take stuff back even if I've ripped open the box. It's Micro Center's support that really impresses me. They hire smart tech people who know their way around the complicated hardware and software of cutting-edge technology. There are two Micro Center stores in Chicagoland. There's the one out by me on Ogden Avenue in Westmont, and in the city on North Elston near Diversey. You can go to their website, microcenter.com. You can order what you want online and then pick it up in fewer than 20 minutes. Micro Center, we make technology easy. It's a straight shot to Food Heaven, an avenue that cuts through the heart of Chicago's food scene, Milwaukee Avenue, on Chicago's Best. That's tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on WGN-TV. This segment also sponsored by Micro Center. All right, Chris and Mike, here's one that we just got texted to us. What does it mean when your Wi-Fi network is no longer listed under available networks on the laptop? Tech support at our internet provider says it was a problem with wireless access point Is that true?
Well, it sounds like you might have an issue with potentially the system's access point, like they said, which could also be, or what they meant was the actual router. The thing that you'd want to do to test that would be to try connecting with other devices if the other devices see it or not. And if not, then it's more than likely a problem with the actual access point and or router.
All right. A lot of people are upgrading from XP to either 7 or 8 or 8.1. Not everybody, including Nick, is all that happy when they went to 8. Hi, Nick. You're on WGN.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine. Go ahead.
I bought a new computer last year. Came with Windows 8, and I can't stand it. Can you guys put me back in Windows 7 mode?
Yeah, we can. There's a couple different things. We'd need you to have a license of Windows 7. So if it didn't come with a license of Windows 7, you need to purchase one. But what is it about Windows 8 that you're having trouble with or you don't like about it?
Well, it's like on the sides. These things keep popping up on the side, on the bottom.
Gotcha. I can definitely understand that.
What does he mean? Pop-ups?
It's the interface for Windows 8.
Tiles.
Yeah. Well, in
it's
a conjunction with the tiles, yeah.
Okay.
There's notifications on the left and right side that you can use for certain tools. And that kind of stuff is kind of more oriented towards tablet devices. In this sort of case, we could look at it to see if a 7 downgrade is possible.
Hey, but Nick, consider this. Why doesn't he go to 8.1? Because then you get the desktop again.
I would definitely suggest that first. Try upgrading to
8.1. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
And see how you like that. You're going to have a lot more desktop access.
And there's no charge, right?
Correct.
Right.
It's a free update from Microsoft.
Just go to that store icon on that dashboard that comes up when you load up the computer, and you should just search 8.1. It'll come right up.
The only thing I would just strongly urge against is if you want to go the downgrade route, be prepared that it probably will be a little bit difficult. Manufacturers haven't created drivers and support for an OS that the system didn't come with, so it's going to probably be difficult. But my suggestion, 8.1, try that first.
Nick,
see how you like
I'm on 8.1. I love it. I think you will too.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to be able to save people some money. Hi, Helen. Welcome to WGN. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I'm have a laptop computer with Windows Vista. It's about 5 years old, and I keep getting error messages and a pop-up that say things like user profile has stopped working, and they have other things that similar things that something has stopped working.
Gotcha. It sounds like you might either have a corrupt profile or you might have an issue with certain things running in the background that are just causing the process to stop working. So that could definitely be software or hardware related. Something like that would need a little bit of troubleshooting. If you're into attempting to maybe fix this yourself, you might try rolling back the system to an early point in time. But I would more so suggest a hands-on experience at a location like Micro Center.
At Micro Center. Where is a Micro Center?
Okay, there's one in Westmont, and there's another one on the near northwest side near Diversey on Elston. Just go to microcenter.com, and you can find it there.
Okay.
All right, Helen, thanks.
Okay, so you think it's something wrong with the operating system or the computer itself? Or
that is correct.
I see. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, good idea to get it in quickly. Here's another text. Which is better, a clean install of Windows 8 or an upgrade from Windows 7 to 8?
Well, if you're looking for the absolute best, I would definitely suggest a clean install. It's going to give you a chance to kind of start things out fresh with your operating system, get rid of any lingering junkware, bloatware, just general, you know, stuff on the operating system that may be malicious, and give you a fresh start.
And keep in mind, you're going to want a current backup before you do that. That way you've got all your data. You don't need to worry about losing it all.
But that's a very key point.
Mm-hmm.
As we started the conversation today by saying it just doesn't carry that through. You've got to offload it and then reload it.
Exactly. Pictures, music, documents, favorites, save all that first before you move on.
Hi, George. You're next up on WGN.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We are groovy.
Good. Here's my question. I've got a Windows XP machine. It's a terrific machine in tip-top condition. I want to put Windows 7 on it. Now, when I go online to try to search to buy a version of Windows 7 or a license, I'm faced with a multitude of options, box version, online version, license stuff. And there seems to be different options, and I'm not sure which one is right for what I'm trying to do.
With the box option, the difference between the box and the online ones is the box, they're going to send you a disk to your house and use that to install the operating system. That's going to come along with a key. The online version, you're going to download the installation file, and they'll give you a key either through email or they'll just give you the key when you download it.
Is anyone?
Would I need a DVD or what kind of media?
You'll more
I
than likely
download?
Have to create an ISO file either for a disk or a USB application, and that'll allow you to upgrade your operating system. Again, can't stress enough: make sure your stuff's backed up. If you're not confident in doing that type of media creation, I would definitely invest in an actual physical copy and take it from there. If for any reason you need assistance, you know, we're always here to help in at the Micro Center locations to kind of help you out with that as well.
And remember that free walk-in tech support.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, George, thank you too. Mark, I hope we can get through to a couple more. If you could make your point quickly, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for answering questions and doing this. This is a great radio show. Got a quick question. I bought a laptop for my daughter. It had Windows 8 on it, and I installed Office 2013 from an electronic download. So I didn't buy it, you know, a disk or what have you. I did electronic download. Office 13, everything was working on it great for about a year. And then all of a sudden, you know, about two, 3 months ago, Office 13 just stopped working. Like, I couldn't bring up Word, couldn't bring up Excel, PowerPoint, anything in Office 13. It looks like this is a known issue, and I don't know if it had to do with an upgrade or I did to Windows 8, but I can't get Office 2013 to work at all.
Do you know if you're running a 32-bit Office or 64-bit Office?
I believe it's 64, but I'm not exactly positive. Right.
They've been having issues with the 64-bit. The 32-bit Office is going to still work with the 64-bit systems. So a lot of what Windows recommended fix for it is to download and install the 32-bit version.
Does he have to pay for that?
If he's got the Microsoft account online, he shouldn't have to.
Yeah, it should be a multi-role version of it. My suggestion before you even go to that drastic measure, just try running a repair process under the control panel through your programs that are listed on the installations there.
Is that a troubleshoot?
So, yeah, just a basic troubleshoot to see if the repair process is going to fix it. If not, you might have to test it. We've had a few issues with the Office 2013 kind of getting things set up. So it's still a little bit buggy, but they're fixing it and they're getting it better.
The repair process, is that just, do I just do a search on control panel? Or how
under
do
your control panel, under your all programs on the units, you'll have an option if you right-click it to kind of go through that there. You might have to do a little bit of digging, but it should be one of the options.
Mark, thanks for calling. Couldn't get to everybody again today. So go to Micro Center. They will be able to answer all your questions. And again, that free tech support is so helpful. And the deal on half price for ESET Nod 32, that's the antivirus program, and half price on malware bytes. I run them both. They're fantastic. Nothing has bitten me on my computer. It's all running smoothly. Chris and Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.